Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Criminal trial, another stabbing, maximum sentence, and the River Seine. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, what makes this courtroom trial different than the previous ones we've seen with Trump is that this is a criminal trial. The other were civil trials. The name of the case is People of the State of New York versus Donald Trump. Remember, hush money payments are not illegal. The accusation is that Trump falsified business records to pay the hush money and did not disclose it as a campaign expense, which violated federal campaign finance law. Trump could be the first president who's a convicted felon. Potential jurors were sworn in. I chuckle because Biden won Manhattan 85-15. Lawyers from each side know the jurors' names and have access to their social media pages. Obviously, a lot can be learned from that. We reported yesterday about the mass stabbing in Sydney that killed six people. There was another stabbing, this time at the Christ the Good Shepherd Church. The service was live streamed when a, we now know, 15-year-old came up to the bishop and stabbed him multiple times. Others were injured as they took down the attacker. The armorer for the movie Rust, Hannah Gutierrez, was given the maximum sentence of 18 months for involuntary manslaughter. This is back in 2021, you remember, when the cinematographer was shot and killed as Alec Baldwin was holding the gun. Somehow there was a real bullet in the gun. The judge said, "You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon. But for you, Miss Hutchins would be alive, a husband would have his partner, and a little boy would have his mother." She said, "Your Honor, when I took on Rust, I was young and I was naive, but I took my job as seriously as I knew how to, despite not having proper time, resources, and staffing. I just did my best to handle it." Alec Baldwin has also been charged with involuntary manslaughter in Hutchins' death. His trial is scheduled to start in July. The Olympics are coming up in Paris. I'm a big fan of the Olympics, so I'm going to talk a lot about it. Opening ceremonies on July 26th. The plan right now for the opening ceremonies, which are super lame and have been for a long time, but just to mix it up, Paris wanted to have all the athletes on boats floating down the River Seine through the heart of Paris. 10,500 athletes. They were expecting 600,000 spectators, but now they're thinking about security concerns and maybe moving it inside to the stadiums. This is so lame. We can't do things outside in the open anymore because security risks are too high. Come on. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly. He has your message of the day. Next.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11. 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, years ago, while working at Fox News, I told the audience that major media outlets like the Washington Post and New York Times and most network news outlets would not tolerate conservative thought. My imagery was that any employee wearing a MAGA hat, for example, even on private time, would be banished. Subsequently, we have seen that play out in many left-wing companies. The latest is National Public Radio, where a former executive writes that a liberal bias is consistently enforced. NPR CEO Catherine Marr once tweeted that, quote, Donald Trump is a racist, and was openly sympathetic to the violent rioting after George Floyd's death. Now, consider that NPR and its TV cousin PBS have convoluted access to about $500 million yearly from American taxpayers, and you have a huge scandal. One footnote, in my 20 years plus at Fox News, I never saw employees punished for liberal beliefs. In fact, people like Alan Colmes, Juan Williams, Shepard Smith prospered. The executive producer of The O'Reilly Factor is a proud Democrat. That has never happened at the liberal news organizations. You either fall into line or work elsewhere. Maybe Frontline could do a report on it. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Kathleen, concierge member. President Trump has a crooked judge heading his trial in New York, not going to recuse himself, not allowing Trump to talk about his daughter's affiliation with the Dems and Kamala, not allowing the jury to answer who they vote for, what party they belong to. All true. And that's why Donald Trump cannot get a fair trial in New York City. Jerry Rivas, Lake Worth, Florida. Hey, Bill, I believe Joe Biden is as bad as Putin. Putin invaded Ukraine, killed thousands, and Biden allows the invasion of the U.S. that has killed thousands. What say you? No, Biden's not as bad as Putin. Putin is a sociopath, a maniac who, if the world blew up, wouldn't care. That's how bad he is. Steve Marriott, Nova Scotia, Canada, one of my favorite parts of Canada, Nova Scotia, beautiful. Can you explain, O'Reilly, what the scenario would be if RFK Jr. wins the election? I know it's remote, but how would that work? RFK, okay, so you know, it's not going to happen. But if an independent candidate, not a party member, gets to be president, everything's the same. Legislation is introduced by either party in Congress. If it passes, the president gets to sign it or not, or veto it. That's what it would be. It wouldn't be any difference. Lorraine Connolly Walker, Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. For the eighth year, I have renewed my premium membership. Well, thank you, Lorraine. That's kind of you. Worth the course just in the Smart Life segment. Sparkling ice, my go-to drink, and your airline tips have saved me a bundle. Smart Life is one of my favorite segments. You know, I think the Talking Points memo is my favorite, but Smart Life, because we can do a lot of good things in that segment. Sparkling ice, by the way, knocks the sugar out of your beverages. And it tastes good. I had some yesterday. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1881, famous lawman Bat Masterson fought the last gun battle of his life. The shootout embodied an American era synonymous with booze and bloodshed. Here's a look at some famous figures of the Old West. Wild Bill Hickok, he left home at age 17 to work on a riverboat, then became a sheriff in Kansas. Hickok was shot dead while playing poker in Deadwood, South Dakota. The cards he was dealt are still known as the dead man's hand, two pairs of aces and eights. Wyatt Earp, the lawman patrolled the streets of Dodge City, Deadwood, and Tombstone, Arizona. Earp and his associate, Doc Holliday, became heroes after the shootout at the OK Corral. Wyatt then retired to California, worked as a part-time detective for the LAPD. Doc Holliday died from tuberculosis at the age of 36. His final words, "This is funny." Jesse James, the 14-year-old, joined a gang of Confederate guerrillas during the Civil War and continued his reign of terror for decades. He was killed by his friend Robert Ford at the age of 34. Billy the Kid, the teenage outlaw, was known for violence. The Kid shot dead by police in New Mexico. He was responsible for 21 murders, one for each year of his short life. William Bonney was perhaps the worst of the outlaws. Finally, John Wesley Hardin. He executed his first man before his 16th birthday and killed another 20 along the Texas frontier. He was shot in the back of the head by police in El Paso while playing dice. And here's something else you might not know. After his gunplay, Bat Masterson moved back east and became a close friend with another Rough Rider, Teddy Roosevelt. In fact, Masterson became a newspaper columnist in New York City, and Roosevelt appointed him a deputy U.S. Marshal. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.